Hey everyone, this is Jilly Tilton. Early this morning, I was first one up and slipped out onto our third floor balcony patio overlooking the Gulf of Mexico. Yes, we're on vacation and it's such a blessing. So I sat out before most people were on the beach and just listen to the sound of the waves. Maybe you can hear them in the background as I'm talking right now. But I watched as it became more and more light and the waves just keep rolling in one after the other. I'm so amazed at God and His creation, how these amazing tides that come and you can do nothing to stop them, they come one after another, and it's orchestrated by the way that He created the earth and the moon and all of it working together to create these tides. And then later today, my son Chase and I went out and just swam in the ocean there in the Gulf of Mexico for 3 hours straight. We walked out to the beach and we just kept walking straight into the water. It was a little cool today, but we got out there, and once you're in. And we just floated for 3 hours, up and down, on riding the current, riding the waves. We solved all of the NFL and NCAA football problems and dilemmas. I think we already know in advance who's going to win the Super Bowl and the national championship next year. We talked about our favorite teams, and we talked about the previous NFL draft and what teams improved and whatnot. My son's really into football, and I'm really into him, which makes me really into football even more so. And so we talked about that, and we talked about school, and we talked about family and all kinds of different things. And we always know it's time to get it coming back in because we start talking about where we're going to eat or what we're going to eat. And we have found this little shack of a seafood place down here that has fresh seafood every night, and it is amazing. So that's almost always on the agenda for us if we have our way. So anyways, again, back to this morning. I was praying and talking to God because there's so many things that are uncertain about my future and what's going to happen next in our lives. We know that God has us in Alton, Illinois for at least another year, maybe more than that, but at least another year while my son, Chase, finishes his senior year of high school. My son, Maximus, will be going off to college in Chicago also later this summer. So we have reasons to stick around Illinois, especially if this is where God has us. But we don't know that yet. This morning, again and again, just listening to the ocean as I prayed, calmed me. There's a calming that comes from something so out of my control, but so under His control. Why doesn't it just keep flowing and flood the earth? Well, it's not going to do that again. He has it under control, even though I don't even have a clue of how to control any of it. I read in Psalm 107:29, it says, He stilled the storm and calmed the waves. I don't know how He did it in His day, and I don't know how He does it in our day either. And I'm not asking Him to calm this sea that I'm looking at today, but I'm asking Him to calm the storm inside of me. And I guess maybe for me, for the first time in a long time, I just felt peace. I felt that ability again to exhale and to put my trust in the Lord. I didn't come away with, okay, this is what I'm going to do next. This is what's going to happen next week when I return from vacation and back to real world. I didn't have any of those answers any different than I knew before I came. But I had a sense that it's okay. And that it's under the control of someone so much greater and someone so much more full of love than I can ever imagine. And I just had to say, thank you, Lord. I found my calm in the waves, not in avoiding them. Hope you can too. Peace.